It was still early when I left Mabel's, so I drove past Evelyn's house on Key Street. It was a two-family house, very much like my parents. No sign of life in Evelyn's half. No car parked in front. According to Grandma Mazur, Evelyn had lived in the house when she'd been married to Stephen Soder, and had stayed there with Annie when Soder moved out. Eddie Abruzzi owns the property and rents out both units. Abruzzi owns several houses in the Berg, and a couple large office buildings in downtown Trenton. I've heard he's not the world's nicest guy. I parked and walked to Evelyn's front porch. I rapped lightly on her door. No answer. I tried to peek in the front window, but the drapes were drawn tight. I walked around the side of the house. No curtains drawn in the kitchen. Everything seemed tidy. No sign of Evelyn or Annie. I returned to the front and knocked on the neighbor's door. The door opened, and Carol Nadich looked out at me.
"Stephanie, how the hell are you?"
I went to school with Carol. She got a job at the button factory when we graduated, and 2 months later married Lenny Nadich. Once in a while I run into her at Giovicini's meat market, but beyond that we've lost touch. "I didn't realize you were living here," I said. "I was looking for Evelyn."
"Everyone's looking for Evelyn, and to tell you the truth, I hope no one finds her. Except for you, of course. Those other jerks I wouldn't wish on anyone."
"What are the jerks?"
"Her ex-husband and his friends, and the landlord Abruzzi and his goons."
"You and Evelyn were close?"
"As close as anyone could get to Evelyn. We moved here 2 years ago, before the divorce. She'd spend all day popping pills and then drink herself into a stupor at night."
"What kind of pills?"
"For depression, I think.